Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
How are you, film star Lehasa Moloi?
Wow, after that introduction, I am great, Arya. Thank you, man. Thanks for having me here.
I mean, are you not just tempted to sit like at the theater the whole day and just watch the movie again and again?
Just take random pictures like, with myself on screen.
Like. And see yourself, you know, on such a big screen and do the popcorn thing, like... Are you not just tempted to sit at the cinema the whole day and
funny
watch
enough,
Mrs. Raka?
It's the most uncomfortable thing you can ever imagine.
Nah, bro.
Watching yourself as an actor on screen, you don't think about anything nice.
Is it different, though, when it's a big screen? Is it worse?
It's so much bigger. It's so much... You don't even need HD. You can just see all the pores there because they're characters of their own. You know, like, oh, look at my face. That pimple is its own character. No, you think of random stuff like that.
Okay.
And yeah, you only detached once. The first time you see it, it's like, oh, an experience. And every other time it's like, why did I say that?
But don't you just feel like the coolest guy in the world that in, you know, Durban or Cape Town or Joburg right now, people are sitting in a cinema and they're watching you on a big screen. Is that not just the coolest thing ever?
Man, that is a fulfillment of a dream.
Hey?
You know, it's like a long time coming. And it is a step in, you know, the right direction. It's only the start. It's only the first one for me. But it's such a dream fulfillment. It's such a internal fulfillment on a deep level that it doesn't even get to my head. It's like so far away from it. It's so humbling. You know, I'm so appreciative of the opportunity that I've been given. And it's just, it's great that it's come at this time.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this movie, Mrs. Raka. What's it about? How do you fit into the picture?
Well, it's basically about how the main character, Gugu, played by Dineo Maketsi, gets scorned by love. She marries a guy who marries her for virginity, which is hectic, and just leaves her stranded. She eventually has to get an annulment and blah, blah, blah. But she is an it girl. You know, nothing like in real life, of course, Dineo. I'm kidding. But she's an it girl in the movie, and all the dudes want her all the time. So it's also the debate of that struggle that women go through, not just coming from a place of really being desired, but a place of really being hurt in love, this thing that you really desire. And I play one of the guys who is trying to get her affections after this event, trying to win her back from... She kind of goes like a really like hurt place and a really difficult to access place and my character is trying to access that softer side, that love again, but it's not easy, you know. In love, in life, we're always struggling. No one's perfect, you know. So it's a lot about that struggle. It's a lot about the heart of that struggle. You know, I've been tweeting that we're coming for people's hearts. That's all the movie is really going for. It's really going for entertainment, but we're really trying to capture that reality of love, that reality of the desperation that people feel in that situation and the hurts that have come and gone. And how do you make sense of that?
Tell me about your initial interactions with the project and initially how you thought it was going to turn out and what it was going to teach you about yourself, what it was going to teach you about... you know, acting and your craft versus, you know, looking back on it now, what this project, the role that it's actually played in your life?
Initially, I mean, it's this crazy thing where you're just like, I'll go to the audition. Thanks, agent. I'll go and I'll do it and I hope I get the job. Yes, another casting. But, you know, eventually, once you start to peel back the layers, and it was a nice process because it wasn't generally, you're given a script and you have to learn that and that's it. But we were given the opportunity to kind of free form audition, you know, kind of just see how our chemistry worked together. And that for me, I started to peel back the layers. I started to go, this character, who is he? You know, beyond just the general typical nice guy, his name is Joe. He's supposed to be the average Joe. But not everyone's perfect. You know, he can't just be the guy that, you know, you want to take home to your mom. There's something there. There's something more. Once you start peeling back the layers like an onion, you start getting to the core of the situation. I really loved the character initially, for instance, because he's a young father. And at the time, I was a young father. I still am. And you started finding out more about the hurt. And at the heart of it, this guy is just a little boy. You know, he's just a little kid who himself has gone through this massive trauma. And you'll find out in the movie that, you know, he is a single father. You know, how does he navigate the world in that situation?
Mm.
You know, how does the world treat him? How do women treat him? How do you even start hitting on a girl as a single father? You know, those are questions that a lot of South African men are going through today. And I kind of connected more with that at the heart of my character, at the heart of my character design. And tried to take it from there and not just... You know, watching a perfect picture is really boring, unfortunately, and that's why we try and give layered, you know, performances
narratives,
and stories and narratives. Yeah.
How are you getting better at making it real? I mean, you know, the set of a movie, first of all, you're not shooting everything in sequence. There's a crew of 20, 30, 40, 50 people. You're maybe in the midst of a really intimate scene.
Sure.
Maybe there's no tea in the teacup and you have to drink from the teacup. I mean, and this is what your challenge is as an actor. So how do you consistently strive to get better at making that real? So that when you see it, you're not thinking of the 50 people on the other side of the camera, but you're really actually just living out what you would deem as an audience member, a really real moment that's happening.
I think that is possibly one of the most difficult questions you could ever ask an actor, because that is at the heart of it.
Mm.
You know, that's why not everyone, unfortunately, can just pick it up and do it. I think everyone at their heart, at their core, is a performer, is an artist in some way. And when you start to look at life like that, when you just go to a coffee shop and you sit down and you look around and you see how no one's putting on a character.
Mm.
People are playing themselves. People are being. People are going about their life, worrying about their worries, experiencing their own hurts and celebrating their victories. And they're just doing that. It's nothing that you have to put on. So for myself, I give myself time in between roles, also because there aren't that many out there that are, that are that challenging. But I give myself time to peel back those layers and look at, who is this guy when no one's watching? Who is he when he wakes up? Who is he when he goes to bed? What is the thing that keeps him up? What does he struggle with? You know, once you connect with those things on a human level, I think that's what we're always looking for, is this guy's inadequacy. It's this guy's a weakness. It's his shortfall. We all identify with that very easily.
Mm.
You know, once you start seeing people excel and people's strong points, it's easy to look back and say, hey, well done. But you don't immediately connect with that, because it's a bit more detached. It's, it's less human. It's more individual. So those are the things that I come up with towards the end. But when I start, I'm really looking for how does this guy cry? How does he, you know, how does he express himself? Does he express himself? And why not, if not? And it's just asking a whole lot of questions. You know, you're still on set figuring a lot of things out. And you feed off the other characters. What they give you is a product of what you've just given him.
Yeah.
You know, if you're listening properly, and that's really what acting is. It's really just listening to the other character and responding as organically as you possibly can.
How do you think being so fixated in a positive way on other people's lives and how their lives might be, because you need to portray that on screen? How do you think being so obsessed with other people's narratives has impact or continues to impact yours?
I think, you know, you're always looking for belonging. I mean, we're always looking for where we're comfortable first before we, you know, try and stand out from a crowd. So for me as an actor, that's kind of where I'm looking for the character to be. How does he fit in? Where in the human story does he fit in, as opposed to the story of Mrs. Right Guy or this character or Joe? How is he as a human? And then how is he as this human? And for me, I'm still defining that. I'm still finding that out. Who am I as Lehasa? Comes after who am I as a human being?
Mm.
You know, you have to start asking those deeper questions. I'd say the best tool I have in my toolbox as an actor is the life experience I've gone through. You know, I've gone through such depth of hurt and pain in my own life, and being able to access that at the moments where it's necessary gives you that skill as an actor, gives you that skill to not just be able to put it out there, but to be able to see it in someone else and respond to it.
When you are going through heavy things in a personal capacity, is there a part of you that kind of almost, I don't know, takes a bit of comfort in the fact that you'll be able to use this one day in a role.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, big time. Big time. I mean,
it doesn't make you seek out horrible experiences,
no,
though.
Okay. That would be weird. That would be the subject of a whole different movie. How this guy goes. And I'm going to write that one. But you think about them from who you are. You know, I think I've been doing this for so long that I actually just think as an actor all the time. I'll try and do something else. Like, I've tried to be in radio, I've tried to do other pursuits, and I just think as this actor. If I don't have a script in front of me to digest and formulate whatever, and I struggle. But even in my own life experiences, I look at them as, on a human level, what is the conflict? I think it's also why, personally, I'm such a, you know, calm, calculated guy. I could be a sociopath. They say the best sociopaths are writers.
A sociopath would never admit that they're a sociopath, though, so you're fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll take that. I'll take it. But in my own life, I'm always looking at that. I'm always trying to figure out where the light at the end of the tunnel is. And that helps, you know, knowing that I could use this someday. I shouldn't just, you know, use this now and not even think about it. I should feel it. I should go through it, because that's the therapy of it. Unless you really get to the depths of what you're going through, you're not going to get through it. You're going to store it somewhere, and it's going to be there. And a lot of the things in my life, I mean, I'm a man, and men are usually told when you're a kid, don't cry, don't do this. So we bottle a lot of stuff in. A lot of stuff is still in there. You know, the layers of it. The genesis of why you feel bad on a certain day and you don't know why. You know, those are the type of things that result from these experiences. And as I grow older, I'm starting to learn how to see them in my own life and how to view them accordingly, you know, according to what they are. Not according to what society wants me to do or how I'm supposed to be acting in the situation. I feel it at the time and I get through it. And it helps to think, hey, store it, use it on set sometime.
Who knows you the best in the world?
Wow. I'd say it's a tough one. No one really ever knows you, I'd say. And
it can be you as well. You can know yourself the best.
Do I? I think I do. I mean, for me, I think no one person is one thing or everything to one person. You know, like I have a wife, but she's not everything to me. I still need friends. I still need my son. I still need my family. And because I've had such a varied experience growing up, I think I probably know myself the best out of everyone who knows me right now. Next after that would probably be my wife, because we spend a lot of time together. And we create together, we work together. But I don't think anyone ever really knows himself. And unless you acknowledge that, you'll never actually get further in the experience of trying to get to know yourself. I feel so existential now. It's like I'm reciting the Inception script right now.
That's what, you're an actor, though. You're supposed to have all this depth and all this meaning and question all these things. So it's part of the job requirements. I think it's part of the job requirements, right?
Kind of.
I mean, you're playing other people, so you've got to think like other people, and other people would think about this, so inherently you need to think about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a messed up thing, this acting thing.
It is crazy. It's so nuts. You know, you look at the things that you do, and you take all these pictures on set, and you look at them after this. Well, what was I thinking?
What is that?
What is that coming out of my face? Is that an expression, or is it like a car accident? You know, like, it's crazy. We recently shot the next season of Rockville as well, which is coming out 10th of July. I think it's going to premiere.
Very cool.
And very interesting things. I almost gave it away, but very interesting character journey once again. And we always have to think about these weird things, because you get put in these situations and then you have to just
make
know.
It real.
Yeah.
And draw on something to make it look like it's real.
Yeah. Or just, you know, fluff your way through it and hope, like, hope for the best.
What, we're running out of time. What in this space and time right now for you is the one thing that you've kind of learned that you think other people could get value from, or the one thing that you've been thinking about recently that, you know, if people just thought about that a little bit more, it might make the world a better place? I don't know if you get what I'm going for here.
I kind of do.
Yeah. What do you think?
I kind of do. And, you know, without getting too particular or too religious, I think we don't often think beyond our own experience. I mean, this whole conversation has kind of been around that. And generally, we don't look back on our own experience and look at how differently that could have been perceived or differently that could have been lived. I recently saw a movie about, it's an animation, about the inside of this girl's brain when she's growing up, and she goes through all this trauma, and they animate it, and they show you how her emotions, you know, flow differently in conflict. It's stunning. But looking at your own experience like that, you go, shucks, I'm actually super messed up because all these things happened, but I kind of just had to go through them. I kind of just had to go through the flow. My parents got divorced, had to just grow up and be an adult quick, fast. We moved to Joburg, had to just, you know, do your thing. You finish high school, go, do your thing. And you kind of just, you're on this train. And we're always on this train, we're always running, it's traffic, and I got to get home. And I think at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is being present. You know, being present, not just in the moment physically, it's just really being present. We're on our phones all the time, we're watching 1,000 things and listening to the radio and trying to talk and have a conversation with someone and eat at the same time and post pictures of us eating and then tweet other people's pictures of them eating and like that and comment. The moment, you know, I've kind of restricted my social media time these days, and people are wondering, why is he never posting or whatever? But it's just to be in the moment. It's just to really experience this time of my life, particularly because my son is so young. But I think if we all were more present, we could live in a much better place. We could call Earth, Earth again, you know, and not see some of the pictures and news articles and go, shucks,
what's going
cancel,
on?
Let's cancel this whole thing and start again. Because I feel like that on some days.
Leave me with one line, Lihasa Moloi.
Wow. That's a, you should have told me to come up with this. You see, actors don't think on cue.
Leave me with one line, bro.
On the cue.
I'm not asking as an actor. I'm not asking Joe. I'm asking Lihasa.
Be present.
Okay. I dig it.
Be present. That's it.
Power.
Be present. Like Madiba said, every human is important. Every interaction you go through is with an important person.
I dig it.
And before I get too philosophical, because I can go deep. I can go deep, baby.
And be sure to be present as you watch Mrs. Right Guy in cinemas in South Africa right now. Also, brand new season of Rockville coming next month. That's exciting. It's always cool to have Lihasa Moloi stop by. It's at Hustling on Twitter. He will reply to your tweet when he's ready to do so.
I'll reply immediately. I just don't post. Present. I'm
being present. No, it's a powerful, it's a damn important message. It really is. Lihasa, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.